This is Fresh Air. Sometimes world music performers are obscure, not because they live far away, but because they're hard to track down. They're not interested in selling millions of albums and getting on MTV. World music critic Milo Miles has a profile of one such proud independent accordion player, Steve Jordan. Milo says Jordan isn't a crossover artist, but he does like crossing musical boundaries.
That yipping wild man is Chicano bandleader Steve Jordan, often acclaimed as the fastest and most imaginative accordion player in the form known as conjunto, which literally means combo. There are several types of conjunto, but Jordan's is a kind of Mexican-American bar band music, featuring guitar, bass, and trap drums, as well as accordion. The 52-year-old Jordan is just so furiously eclectic that he keeps his conjunto sounding young, even avant-garde, by adding fresh rancheras, waltzes, and cumbias. Here he is absorbing country and western. And here he is tackling Caribbean salsa. But simple boldness won't prove Jordan's the true king of accordion squeezers. He belongs to the tradition of flashy, swaggering conjunto accordionists that began with Narciso Martinez in the 1930s and reached a sort of classical apex with Flaco Jimenez in the 1960s. What sets Jordan apart is not simply technical expertise, like his ability to play solos while singing, but his free-ranging rhythms, his unexpected chords, and his sweet and strange turns of sound that never fail.
Llegaron las coronelas.
Qué bien.
Háganlas pasar.
¿Qué pasa?
Que se haga el pobre.
¿Se
haga?
Jordan is a free spirit among free spirits. He's met the various hardships of his life by keeping in motion and slipping out of snares. He was blinded in one eye soon after birth, which led to his nickname, El Parche, or The Patch. Jordan's parents were migrant farm workers in the Southwest, and he grew up in desperate poverty with 15 brothers and sisters. Such a situation leaves little time for school, and Jordan was a professional musician by the time he was 14 and eventually learned to play some 30-odd instruments. Of course, the standard subject of Jordan's cantina repertoire is ill treatment at the hands of the opposite sex, surrounded by a haze of heavy drinking. But he often breaks away from cliché, as with a lament about an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, or this Springsteen-like number, The Ballad of Johnny the Pachuco.
Greñuda se llevaba. Allá en Macale no dejaba
It's not that Jordan doesn't get around. He provided music for films like Born in East L.A. and Talking Heads' True Stories. He's recorded almost 40 albums, but none of them under contract. He's done 20 years of one-shot deals. His latest is a collection of late 70s and early 80s singles called El Huracan, and it is a strong blower. Still, Jordan likes the wide open spaces and is as likely to be fishing for shrimp as making the weekend gig. But if you're ever in South Texas and hear a dervish accordion in a dance hall down the street, it just might be El Parche squeezing them dead again.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. Hey, let's hear some more El Parche. Steve Jordan. This is Fresh Air.